It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to waste time here. We got Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House, really grateful for his time. A lot of major issues. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. I got three buckets here. I got low heat, light heat, medium heat, high heat. What do you want first?
Okay. I'll take any heat you want to give me.
I'll start with medium. Because I know, you know, and it's been in the news, and sort of like the early in the week feedback from UConn and the Big 12 talk was like, it's kind of inevitable to be like, then there's more skepticism that's come in. I just kind of wanted to get you on record on the show in terms of how you feel about a potential, based on the details we would know that might be involved. Are you supportive and constructive on this or wary?
Yeah, I think what's inevitable is that there's going to be more conference realignment. And I think what's inevitable is UConn is going to be a school that is highly talked about, whether it's the Big 12, the ACC reconfiguration. The only hard part with the Big 12 is geographic, right? There is no other East Coast school other than West Virginia and Cincinnati. And so that, you know, in Cincinnati, say that's East Coast, a bit of a stretch, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that's hard, right? But in the Big East, you know, we play Marquette, we play Creighton, we play DePaul, right? Those are Midwestern schools. So it's a tough one. I think the good news for UConn is people want us, they know our brand, and at some point, when the dust settles, I do think we will ultimately be in a really good spot, whatever that means. But the ACC looks like it's on the verge of some changes as well, and maybe you're playing some old Big East schools there. You know?
Well, I mean, the ACC makes more geographic sense, but my concern is that I think you go into such a tough conference basketball-wise, and without the rivalries, it changes things possibly forever. Is it not okay to be just a basketball school?
It could be, and that could be an option if some people want to take that. You know, I defer to the athletic department on that. I think we can compete somewhat in football. You know, we're not going to be winning national titles, but we've had good runs. I think the hard part is you can't predict college athletics anymore. Right. If I had told you the Pac-12 wouldn't exist 2 years ago, you would have bet the farm that I was wrong.
Yeah, right? You're right.
So I think you have to remain open to changes. You have to be fluid a little bit. And at this point, I think UConn's still trying to figure out where it's all going to land in the next couple of years. But if you can spend $23 million on players, which sounds like is going to happen, and you can pay them directly, which sounds like what that court case will say, you got to think about revenue if you're going to compete, even in basketball.
Yeah, fair point. Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House here on Brian and Company. It's like I was raised, you know, again, in sort of the Reagan era, which didn't really even count in terms of this, but like, you know, small government Republicans and, you know, big government Democrats. That's sort of my civics lesson in my kitchen table. And then I wake up and like Republicans want to spend a couple hundred million to pay people's electric bills and Democrats don't. And I'm just, you know, this is another one that's such an interesting topic because I'm not sure how I feel about it either, because I think that some short-term payments don't change structural issues. And I'm just wondering if, first simple question is, what's the communication been with Republicans, and are you going to call a special session?
I talked to the Republicans. I reviewed their proposals. I mean, I talk to the minority leader all the time. Are we going to special session? At this point, not yet. We have a meeting with the governor at some point in the next week or so. But would I go into special session to send $200 million to utility companies which would give the average person about a $4 monthly credit on their bill. You won't get cash. You'd get a credit. I think it's a waste of $200 million. There's better places to use it. To your point, there's a much larger conversation on energy stuff that I think we will have. But the $200 million thing, it just doesn't pass the common sense test. People won't even notice it on their bills, especially as bills begin to come down in cooler weather. That's not going to solve anything. There are other conversations that may help a little bit. But the reality is Connecticut's energy prices are really high, and we have to be willing to either, you know, to think about alternative sources, building pipes, or double down on clean energy, hope the federal government subsidizes it, and hope it comes down in cost. There's no easy answers here.
Yeah, the one simple thing that I don't really understand is that why did we get bullied into giving Eversource this money back in such a short amount of time? I know that that one part of the bill isn't the hugest. I know Millstone's a big part of it, but like, why didn't we do it over a year or 18 months or something like that? Because to do it in such a short amount of time is what helped make this such a spike.
Yeah, two things on that. Millstone is not a small – I mean, Millstone is 78% of that.
No, I'm saying – right. I'm saying Millstone is the big part of it. Yeah.
So when people email me and I go, you know that 78% of it is Millstone, which was, again, a Republican idea. No harm, no foul. It was a bipartisan negotiation. They needed things in 2017. We needed things. So that passed, but it was a Republican bill. So that's 78% of the public benefit charge. But to your question about that – it wasn't the legislature, right? PURA, we have a commission, you know, that does these rate cases and makes the decision about how long it is. So to the question of legislative changes you could make, maybe you would mandate that PURA has to look at a longer payback schedule if certain, you know, criteria are met, to your point, such as summer months when we know prices are going to go up. And I think those are the things we can talk about to better spread it out. But to be fair to PURA, when you do spread the costs out, you do pay more. So think of it, it's like a mortgage, right? If you can pay the mortgage off in 20 years, you will pay more per month, but you pay less overall. And so the commissioner's decision, although looking back on it, they probably wish they spread it out, it's not a crazy notion to try to pay it back sooner.
Yeah.
Because people actually pay less. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to advocate fooling people, but it might have just gotten a little less blowback because the numbers were
I agree.
As big.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know, I'm really fascinated by this letter that was sent to the UConn president. I don't know if you were involved at all, Looney and Duff or something on it. UConn, it's pretty, I hear a lot, I don't know if, so then I don't know if you have an opinion, but they would like to expand the enrollment at UConn. I get a ton of anecdotal stuff from friends about really strong students that don't get into UConn stores. And then they go out of state. And I'm curious if you think this is an issue or a challenge here. I know the out-of-state money is more, but if we're doing a disservice to our kids, and then they're not going to come back, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had talked to Bob Duff about it back in the session. We had a conversation about housing issues at UConn. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if they can add 40,000 students. I mean, that might have been a tad aggressive.
I think increasing enrollment to 40 from whatever the current level.
Yeah, I think UConn can do it, but there's a price to that, right? And so again, you know, when we get to the budget negotiations, people yell at UConn and say, well, why do you need more money? And it's like, well, if you want us to add students, there is a cost up front to that housing. Long term, it may pay for it, right? But is the state willing to help subsidize UConn to build some housing, knowing that it will take a while to break even on that, right? You're going to have to float debt service or bonds to pay for these you know, dormitories. UConn can't do that alone, but I'm open to that conversation. It will eventually pay itself back. But I absolutely think where Bob and Marty and I all agree is, and Jason Rojas and the Republicans too, right? UConn is a wonderful asset for our state. So when I hear people complain about the athletics or the school in a negative light, boy, UConn's a big deal. And to your point, the more kids that we can get to stay here and work at our great companies is better for everybody.
Is this your third budget as speaker? Is this going to be, or your second?
Coming up, this will be my third term as speaker, right? So this, assuming we keep the majority and assuming they don't want to, you know, kick me out, which I don't think will happen, hopefully. In January, I'd be in my third term. Yeah.
You think it's going to be the toughest budget you've had to deal with?
No, you know, as speaker, maybe as majority leader, that 2017, you know, that was tough.
Yeah.
I think everybody makes all these, you know, gloom and doom projections. The reality is we're going to be fine. And the state is in a really good place, a $4 plus billion budget reserve fund. spending cap growth at about 4%, which gives you about $900 million. Again, that's the constitutional spending cap. There's enough to go around, but everyone's got to be a little bit flexible. And if people want to just have lines that they can't negotiate, then it's not going to work. And by the way, even the Republicans are trying to get around the fiscal guardrails with this electricity payment, right? The $200 million would be outside the guardrails. Their argument being it's really important to do that. I'm not sure I would do it for $4 a person. By the way, that includes businesses and really wealthy people who would get that $5 credit. It's not means-tested. But if you're asking me, is childcare or special education costs, do I think I could argue that that should be maybe in a special fund? I think I can make that argument, yeah. Just like they made that argument with the electricity stuff.
Speaker Ritter, we appreciate it so much to have your insight this morning. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Brian.
Matt Ritter, Speaker of the House. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.